Well, gold prices are continuing to soar globally as the U.S. keeps printing dollars. Let's take a closer look at how the two factors affect global economy, especially in the U.S., which is facing its highest budget deficit in history.
Gold prices have hit record levels in recent days. Leo Larkin, an economic analyst, believes gold will not take a big drop anytime soon.
I don't see anything that would, unless interest rates, short-term interest rates, start to rise above the rate of inflation, I don't see anything other than that, and maybe an increase, let's say a snapback rally in the U.S. dollar. Those are the only two things that I think would push gold lower.
Economists blame soaring gold prices on worries about the U.S. debt crisis and its uncontrolled printing of dollars to cut its budget deficit. Many world countries and financial institutions, such as the International Monetary Fund, have criticized U.S. economic policies, blaming them for the world's current economic problems. The IMF has said the U.S. has no credible plan to contain its widening deficit. The organization has already warned that the U.S. could once again be the epicenter of another global financial crisis if it doesn't slash its debt and deficit. According to Paul Sheldon Foot, economic analyst and professor of California State University, America is abusing its reserve currency.
America has been abusing very badly its reserve currency status and having very loose standards. While members of both parties have been trying to pretend that they're behaving in mature adult fashion and saying, well, we'll reduce our deficit a little bit over the next 10 to 12 years because we wouldn't want to reduce it too fast because that would be irresponsible.
Foot also says the root cause of problems lie within the U.S. corridors of power.
Unfortunately, we have some neoconservatives and Zionists and warmongers who prefer instead to be robbing resources of people around the world and damaging the currency. And we have American voters who aren't smart enough yet to vote these scoundrels out of office.
The economic outlook seems very bleak as the world's number one economy is facing an over $13 trillion deficit and is involved in wars in faraway regions like Iraq, Afghanistan, and Libya.